On this edition of Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about a special exhibit that's going to be at the Edering Center for the Arts, and it's all about watercolor. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that with our guest here on the program. And I'd like to welcome into the program the Executive Director for Edering Center for the Arts, Lisa Newman. Lisa, so good to have you back on the program once again.
Yeah. Hi, Dale. Thanks for having us. I'm so thrilled that you include us on your Community Conversations.
And also we have on the program Jeannie O'Leary, who is not only an ACA artist, but also is a member of the Michigan Watercolor Society as well. Jeannie.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming. First off, let's tell when the exhibit is going to be happening, Lisa, and, you know, kind of like the wherefore, where and why, and, you know, and
all those
location.
Little details that are important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're having the Michigan Watercolor Society touring exhibit stop at the Edering Center for the Arts. We're very excited to be a part of their tour this year of Michigan. So it'll be here. It is here now and will be through August 20th. And our hours are Thursdays and Fridays, 1 to 4, and Saturdays, 10 to 1. We're just so excited. There's about 35 paintings, and I'll let Jeannie talk a little bit more about it, but it's just beautiful. These past couple weeks, we've had several events on campus, and the people who have come in and looked at the exhibit are just really wowed by it. It's just gorgeous. There's so many different techniques, and it's just beautiful.
Is this something that people need to set up an appointment to come and see, Lisa, or not?
No. We are sensitive to people who still want to wear their masks. That's just fine. But we're all vaccinated on our staff, and the exhibit is open to the public. They just can feel free to come. I do try to schedule appointments with people who don't have the ability to get there on the hours that are publicly open.
Okay.
So that can be done by calling the center.
Okay, and the phone number for that is?
We are at 759-3005.
Okay. Jeannie, let's talk a little bit about the watercolor in itself. What type of watercolor do you do? Is there a specific genre of watercolor that you do?
Well, basically, watercolor is just three elements. It's the water, the paint, and the paper. And the watercolor I use is artist grade. And so it's a little bit better quality than, let's say, a student-grade art paint. And so it's a little more expensive, but the pigment is much higher. So the results are beautiful. You come with a, you know, when you finish your painting, you have a beautiful piece that's really vibrant. So I really love painting in watercolors.
Now, is there certain things that you like to paint of? You know, is it like scenery, or what type of things that you like to do, Jeannie?
Yes, I love to paint people. I love people's faces. I mean, to me, they're just so intriguing and interesting and different. Every person is different, so the human face and figures are pretty much is my forte and what I really enjoy painting. And there's just no end to the variety of people, so that's what I really love about painting in watercolor. And, you know, when I see someone, I may ask them to photograph them and get their permission, and then I may paint them. So that's how I get the inspiration.
Oh, interesting. Now, with watercolor, is there a difference in the texture than an oil-based paint is?
Yes, that's a good question. There really is a huge difference, actually. Oil painting is something that it has the pros and the cons. You can cover over on a mistake. It's very good for covering up mistakes. You can layer different layers of paint. It's a very rich pigment. It's beautiful, but it needs a little more than watercolor. It needs a solvent. You need to use a solvent or mineral spirits in order to thin the paint. And you can work on a painting for weeks and months if you want to with oil paint. Mm-hmm. So it has its good things and bad. But with watercolor, the nice thing about watercolor is it's easy to clean. It doesn't stain your clothes. There's only three elements, the water and the paint and the pigment. So your brushes. So it's really, really nice to work with. It's much easier cleanup, and I believe it has a really nice luminous effect when it's finished. Although it is very difficult to handle watercolor, it's been said that it's like a wild, unruly medium with a heart, with a mind of its own. So that is that is very true, too, because once you hit the paper with the brush and the paint, you better have a plan in mind, because once it's on that paper, there's no fixing mistakes.
There's
it just
no
doesn't
back.
Happen. Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen some examples of the watercolor that you have done, and the shading, you know, with watercoloring, it's just amazing that you get what you're able to do.
Yes, it really is, but it takes a lot of work and practice, and just like anything, the more you work at it, the better you get. With the years, you get better and better. And one thing I try to teach my students, too, is that the biggest mistake people make with watercolor painting is the paint-water ratio. If there's too much water, it's going to go all over the paper and you're going to lose control. But if you control that water in the paint, then when you paint, you can have fabulous results. But it takes a lot of practice. But the end result to me is just so beautiful. But I just, you know, I've been painting watercolor for years now. And just the luminous effect you get when you paint with watercolor is just something that I just can't get enough. It keeps me going.
Well, nice. You know, I see the one that that I got me a copy of, but it's in black and white. I'm sure it's a lot more colorful in person that you did about the dress-up picture.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, my goodness, that little girl is just so adorable. Was that one of those that you took from a photo from?
Yes. That was a little friend of mine's granddaughter, and she loves to dress up.
Yeah.
And as you can see, she has the hair piece and the little frills around, and she just is such a little cutie, and, you know, with the hair and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw that, I said, I need to paint her. She's just got the cutest little face. So
she does.
But it took a while. It took a long time to get the hair right. Normally, I start with the background, which is the easiest part. You do washes in the background, then you slowly work toward the center, your center of interest. So that's normally what I do with faces. That's when all the work goes into the face of a painting.
Okay. All right. And I see that you've done some other ones. And, as a matter of fact, I see that you did a, oh, okay. These are other ones that
that are on the
that will be on the exhibit on the tour.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You did so many different things. That's what I was going to ask you. What can people expect when they see the exhibit and when they come to visit?
Yes. Well, you know, it's going to be. It's just beautiful. Like Lisa said, the work is just fabulous. The artists are wonderful. You'll get a view of different styles, many different styles. There's realism. There's abstract paintings. There's landscape, portraiture. So really beautiful. There's some that are very colorful, others that are very subdued, kind of monotone work. But it's just spectacular this year, and the skill of these artists is just amazing. And when people come to see it, they'll go through there and they'll be finding themselves saying, how did they do that?
Mm.
They just will be awed by the way they took paint and made it be controlled on the paper like that.
Wow. I mean, this is good because of the fact that I think a lot of people may not expect to see something like that. You know, and to see the how many ways that watercolor painting can be done.
Yes, that's the beauty of watercolor too. Is that it's a medium that if you practice enough and you learn how to control it, there's no end to what you can paint. It's just something that's really beautiful, and I love to try to teach people that it's not something to be afraid of. A lot of times people are afraid, and I remind them it's just paper, and it's just paint, and it's just water, so don't worry.
I like the idea when you mentioned about it's easy to clean up too, and it, you know, won't ruin your clothes too. I mean, that's good for me.
Right. Yeah.
When you talked about as well, Jeannie, about your students too, what's probably the biggest thing that you have to overcome? Is it that fear of just starting with the painting itself?
Yes, I think really that's it. It's just the fear, the apprehension, oh, can I do it? Or what is it going to do? Or can I? And just not having that confidence. So I think it's basically just trying and experimenting. and learning. I usually have my students practice the first part for maybe the first 15 minutes with paint, water, and brush. Just practice mixing the paint, see what happens, because it's just fear of the unknown is all it is.
Sure.
It, once they find out what it does, then they get excited, and then they're all ready to paint. They want to be a Picasso.
Well, to have that, you know, that inspiration, though, that's okay, too.
Right, that's so important.
Well, you know, I think this is really neat in the thing that this exhibit is coming here to Adrian, Lisa, is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are just so grateful to be on their tour. It's their 73rd, 74th season of touring. And they combined it because of last year being kind of a lost year for everyone.
Sure.
So this is a long this organization has strong roots, and we're just so excited that they chose to come here. And I must say, Jeannie is going to be teaching in our side-by-side program next year. And that's the program where local high school students pair with a mentor.
Yes.
So she will be mentoring someone. And I'm just so excited that one of our high school students will get to work with Jeannie. And she's also offering a class next fall. So listeners should look on our website as we announce the fall classes, because she will be teaching on our campus. And we're very excited to have her.
Thank you. Oh, that's going to be wonderful. And that's going to be exciting, not only for yourself, Jeannie, but also for the high school student that you're going to be mentoring, too.
Oh, yes. I really look forward to it. It's really an honor to do that. It's such a joy, too. I've done it before, and it's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, let's mention about the fact about the Michigan Watercolor Society exhibit. It's going to be coming, or is here,
right here now.
Yeah, at the Adrian Center for the Arts. Tell us how long it's going to be here and the times that the exhibit will be open for the public.
Yes, okay. We had some visitors yesterday from Jordan, far and wide.
Wow.
They happened to be an Adrian visiting family and stopped by. They saw it on our website. So for your listeners, should always check our website for upcoming events. But the show will be here through August 20th. And again, we're always open on Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 4, Saturdays from 10 to 1. And if there needs to be an appointment, they can call me. I'd be glad to show someone privately if they're interested. This is one of 8 exhibits that we'll have this year, so we're just really thrilled to kick off our fiscal year with this wonderful exhibit.
Oh, come and see. Come and see.
Yes. And let me mention, we have a public reception on August 1st. That's a Sunday from 2 to 4. People are just welcome. I know that some of the artists will be with us. So people who are interested in maybe talking with watercolor artists, they can come that day and actually meet some of them. I know Jeannie will be there. So just a great time on August 1st from 2 to 4.
And let's remind our listeners where the Adrian Center for the Arts is located
at. I always forget there might be somebody who hasn't been there.
Yeah.
We're at 1375 North Main Street, which is directly across from the LISD Tech Center. So our driveways are directly across from each other. And the gallery is in Building 46. It's the old Michigan Girls Training School. And the buildings are all numbered, and our number is 46, so it's pretty easy to find.
Okay. And if they'd like to get more information, number one, they can give you a call, right, Lisa?
Certainly, 759-3005. And our website is adriancenterforthearts.org. And our Facebook page is Adrian Center for the Arts. And that's pretty well kept up to date. We have Katrina Osman from our community who helps with our Facebook page.
She's wonderful.
She is.
Yeah, she does wonderful. And you do wonderful things at the Adrian Center for the Arts, too, Lisa.
Yeah, so we have a good group of people who help with the programming. Pi, of course, everyone knows Pi.
And Pi Benio, yeah.
We have a great youth program that just had camp. It was frazzled with all 24. We had 44 kids all together, broke into two groups, so that was really a labor of love.
Yeah,
and we just had 65 Michigan Education Association teachers on campus too, with workshops. We were just so happy to have them come. They had a great time.
Great, great. Well, much success for this exhibit as well. and much success in things coming up. Looking forward to other exhibits that you're going to be having and other special programming that you'll be having at the Adrian Center for the Arts as well. Mm-hmm. So, Jeannie O'Leary, thank you so much for being on the program. It's been great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
And Lisa Newman, who is the Executive Director of the Adrian Center for the Arts, thanks so much. We'll look forward to having you back.
Yes, there's always something to talk about.
Absolutely, and we're glad to as well. And this is one of the jewels that we have here in Lenawee County, that is for sure.
Yes, as are you.
Oh, thanks. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.